This is the third podcast on lending. There are a lot of covenants relating to the borrower's performance of its obligations, particularly payments of interest and the repayment of capital at the end. There are questions occasionally about whether or not default interest is payable, and those issues are considered in Chapter 19 of the textbook, particularly around paragraph 1948. There are many circumstances in which default interest will not be enforceable if it constitutes a penalty clause, as you'll have studied in contract law at some point in the past. So those questions of illegality are things that need to be considered. Acceleration of loan repayments. If you breach, as a borrower, a term in a loan contract, your obligation to make repayment of the capital and all interest payments are accelerated, and you have to do all that paying immediately instead of waiting till the end of the loan. As Mr. Justice Blackburn put it in Brightley and Norton, a debtor who is required to pay money on demand or at a stated time must have it ready and is not entitled to further time in order to look for it. So what happens at common law in relation to ordinary acceleration of loan contracts is that when the power of acceleration is activated by the lender, you have to pay then and there. Meaning, as far as the common law is concerned, find that money on that same day. You're not even allowed time to go away and look for it somewhere else. We get other cases like Williams and Glynn's Bank and Barnes, however, where the parties had agreed a loan facility which would be available to the borrower until the borrower had paid off certain obligations when they fell due. The loan contract was, quote, subject to the usual banking conditions, unquote. The bank assumed that meant it could accelerate simply by giving a demand to the borrower that there had been a breach and that repayment must be made immediately. However, it was held by Mr. Justice Ralph Gibson that if a party enters into an arrangement which can only take effect by the continuance of a certain existing state of circumstances, there is an implied engagement on his part that he shall do nothing of his own motion to put an end to that state of circumstances on which alone the arrangement can be operative. So if you have lent money to someone on the basis that they will be able to continue to use those loan monies until they've paid off other obligations, then you can't simply terminate that arrangement. As Mr. Justice Gibson went on, a reference to usual banking conditions cannot, in my opinion, override express terms of a contract or terms which are necessarily implied from those express terms. A similar approach is taken in Crine and Barclays Bank. So this is something of a volte-face for the old law, where it was just assumed this is how bankers were allowed to behave. They could accelerate simply by giving notice to the customer that the customer had to effect repayment straight away. Clearly, recalling the money in this way, by activating an acceleration obligation, can cause great harm to the customer, to the borrower, because they will probably be relying on this money for all kinds of other commercial purposes. It may mean that other business falls through for them. Clearly, not having this cash can be very difficult indeed. We have cases like Concord Trust and the Lord Bentshire Trust Corporation and the Lord Bentshire Trust Corporation against Electrum Finance, where there was an event of default. It was held at first instance by Mr. Justice Smith that to accelerate the obligations on these facts would be problematic. There had been material prejudice to the position of bondholders in this particular case, where the loan contract had been breached. And what we get